Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and sunny day across Israel, with bright skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect weather for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the International Atomic Energy Agency is set to remove nuclear material from Syria in a deal brokered by the U.S. This was reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, a new Sunni alliance is challenging Israel's status in the Middle East. This comes as Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and Turkey form a defense agreement. Mariv reported on this earlier this hour. Also this hour, a Saudi researcher reveals Riyadh's approach to Iran and the demands it has from Israel. Israel Hayom covered this a short time ago. Separately, President Trump reportedly used a decoy Air Force One amid an assassination threat from Iran. This was detailed in a new report by the Washington Post as shared by I-24 News just in. And finally, Bernie Sanders is urging Democrats to ban corrupt AIPAC spending in primaries. He criticized the pro-Israel lobby for their financial strategies. This comes from the Times of Israel, reported earlier this hour. Here's what people are saying online. Hillel Fuld, a well-known tech entrepreneur and commentator, raised questions about accusations of Israeli colonialism and apartheid, posting just minutes ago. Arsen Ostrovsky, a human rights lawyer, expressed skepticism about international assurances regarding Israeli security. He posted earlier today. Al Arabiya English shared insights from Jennifer Gavito, a former U.S. official, who said the nuclear issue is largely off the table in U.S.-Iran negotiations. This was posted earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IAEA's plan in Syria, the agency will secure nuclear material that Syrian officials claimed ignorance of. This U.S.-brokered deal aims to prevent any escalation with Israel. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, this move could ease regional tensions, ensuring stability. Turning to the new Sunni alliance, the defense agreement between Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and Turkey is reshaping the Middle Eastern landscape. This could complicate Israel's efforts to integrate further into the region. Mariv highlighted how this alliance might impact diplomatic balances. Meanwhile, a senior Saudi researcher, Aziz Al-Rashian, shared insights with Israel Hayom on Riyadh's strategy towards Iran. He explained Riyadh's preference for containment over confrontation and highlighted demands from Israel. This approach suggests ongoing complex negotiations in the region. Separately, the report of President Trump's use of a decoy Air Force One was covered by I-24 News. It was part of a secret operation due to an alleged Iranian assassination threat. This highlights the ongoing risks and precautions in U.S.-Iran relations. Finally, Bernie Sanders is calling for a ban on AIPAC spending in Democratic primaries. The Times of Israel reported his criticism of AIPAC's potential funding of a Republican nominee. This reflects ongoing debates about political influence and funding in U.S. elections. On the economic front, first, Meta faces a significant financial penalty required to pay another $567 million for failing to protect children online. This story was reported by Israel Hayom Business from earlier this week. Separately, Monday shareholders have backed a $14 million pay package for its CEOs despite recent layoffs. Katek reported that the company is facing challenges with slowing growth and a declining share price. And finally, billions are set to transform the Negev with the establishment of Israel's largest public hospital. Walla Business shared that the Shimon Peres Medical Center is entering its planning and supervision phase. Nayel Erhandrum Valation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News Break Ties. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.